Peace and blessings, family. Hamia Shabazz here to welcome you to the Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, where you will get the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me, Yah. We can also connect on Facebook, i.e. Conversations with the Hebrew, Brew Virtual Book Club, and Black Star Political Party. Also, if you love the skin you're in, visit your local beauty supply or health food store near you and purchase AF Shea Soufflé, with a variety of scents to choose from, such as strawberry mango, vanilla coconut, and lemongrass, just to name a few, are made with all natural ingredients whipped to rich, creamy, thick perfection. Follow, like, and share on Facebook, Absolutely Fabulous, and Instagram, ShayQueen77. Your skin will thank you for it. Are you a business owner looking to advertise your hard work without breaking the bank? Voice of Black Star has you covered for a small monthly fee of $30. Voice of Black Star airs every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For further details, email afshaybutter@gmail.com. That's afshaybutter@gmail.com. And last but never least, if you like what you hear, like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Donations are welcomed and much appreciated. You may send your blessings via Cash App, Hermina Shabazz. Thank you. Peace and blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here to welcome you to the Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, where you will get nothing but the truth, so help me, Yah. We can also connect on Facebook, Conversations with the Hebrew, Brew Virtual Book Club, and Black Star Political Party. Also, if you love the skin you're in, visit your local beauty supply or health food store near you and purchase AF Shea Soufflé with a variety of scents to choose from, such as strawberry mango, vanilla coconut, and lemongrass, just to name a few, are made with all natural ingredients and whipped to rich, creamy perfection. Follow, like, and share on Facebook, Absolutely Fabulous, and Instagram, ShayQueen77. Your skin will thank you for it. Are you a business owner looking to advertise your hard work without breaking the bank? Voice of Black Star has you covered for a small monthly fee of $30. Voice of Black Star airs every Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For further details, please email afshaybutter@gmail.com. That's afshaybutter@gmail.com. And last but never least, if you like what you hear, like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Donations are welcome and much appreciated. You may send your blessings via Cash App, money sign, Hermina Shabazz. Thank you. Peace and blessings, family. Let's start it off with the word to the people from the Most High on this Sabbath day. I'm doing my recording today. It's been a lot going on, family. I've been busy, very, very busy trying to handle family stuff. You know, I got kids going into college, you know, and graduating high school, and we got all this stuff going on, and not to mention I also started working as well. So it's been kind of busy around here. But I just want to kind of put this word back out, let you know that I'm still here. Most High is still here, and He's using me to promote things to you guys to get you prepared, because there has been a lot of stuff going on, okay? Lots and lots of things happening in this world. You know, with the P. Diddy situation, you know, Sean Combs, you know, he left his children to be set up by the feds or the CIA or whatever you want to call them. They're coming after him because he's a gangster. And a lot of things are starting to be exposed when it comes to the situation. Family, the Most High isn't playing right now. We have this eclipse coming up, and it's creating a sign from the very first one they had to now this one after so many years. So, family, we're in a great, great awakening. The Most High is separating the tares from the wheat, okay? And a lot of people are being exposed. A lot of the music that we have been listening to pretty much is like, you know, we've been dumbed down. We have been blinded, the blinds over our eyes, and the Most High did wink at our ignorance. For a time, he did wink. But now he's bringing things to justice. He's bringing things back to righteousness, back to the way it was now. He's done. Everything has grown up. Now he knows the tares and he knows the wheat. He's starting to separate them at this point, family. He's really starting to separate them. And it's so important to understand this. And like I said, with the Diddy thing and all our favorite singers and hip-hop artists and all those stuff are starting to be exposed to doing things to get to the positions they are. And I always wondered, why did some artists last and some artists didn't? You know, like there were some really good artists out there. And I wonder why they never made it. Like certain groups, like Troop. I grew up with the Troop era, you know, guys, it shows my age. The Al B. Shore era, I mean, you know, all those, you know. But anyway, to find out, in order to get to the top, you had to literally sell your soul. And you know, Satan, you know, or we call him Satan now, but you know, he was Lucifer in the beginning. His name was Lucifer. He was supposed to be the light. And he was good with singing and music. And we know now that since he's fallen, he's transferred over to be wickedness towards the people, to confuse the Most High's people, to keep us in a constant, perpetual state of confusion and mischief, in a low vibrational state where we can't get to the Most High. And that's what's happened with Sean and all those artists that we see up here getting exposed for doing some lascivious stuff. Lascivious stuff. Lucifer. Anyway, family, you kind of hope you caught that. But like I said, all this stuff is being exposed. And I know people keep talking about the story, keep talking about the story. I'm only going to talk about it one time because really, the Most High is at the point now, like I said again, he is separating the tares from the wheat. Everything is being exposed, family. Even when it comes down to the coming down to this election, you know, we've got Trump. He's out here trying to sell Bibles now. Well, I mean, and that's another thing. You know, he hasn't get the sneakers and stuff like that, but the Bible. All of a sudden, now he wants to push a Bible because he said he'd been in church. It's not his first time being in church. What's so different now? What is the difference now? And we know the difference. The difference is the Most High is sending out messages. He's sending out all kinds of signs, family. And this sign for this election is going to be crazy. Now, I have a couple of things I'm going to say about that, about this election stuff. It's because Trump is pushing the Bible. They know what's happening. The elite and those in office and the wicked, they know exactly what's happening because they're being ran by special spirits. They're being ran by demons. And I'm just going to put it out there. I know everybody watched scary movies and we've seen all The Walking Dead and all that kind of stuff and all, you know, Freddy and all that stuff like that with serial murders, with Michael Myers. These people exist for real. They just put them in movies to capture your attention, to take it away, to give it a fantasy type thing. But these people actually exist. These beings actually exist within human flesh. And that's where we're at now. And all this is being exposed. Now, Trump with his Bible thing, in a way I kind of find it insulting, but I also find it as a sign. Because he knows, too, that black people are waking up. He knows that we're waking. He knows that the time is up. Because even he's being led by a spirit. He's being manipulative, too. All those elite heads are being manipulative. Family, I hate to expose this, but we don't run nothing in this country. That's, you know, black folks in general, the sons and daughters of Israel, you know, we don't run anything. Our elections really don't matter. What does matter is it helps keep evil in power. Because we are so blinded by our own wickedness and our own sins that we're okay with other sins and we agree that it's okay to be this way. We feel like it's okay to be this way when it's not okay to be this way. It's not okay. But again, like I said, there's a lot of things that are happening. And like I said, you got to be awake for this, family. Especially for the children of Israel. Because he says this in Deuteronomy 7, verse 6 through 7, he says, "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor chose you because you were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people." And also 1 Peter 2:9, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood,
and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And remember, peculiar means a purchased people. We are purchased unto the Most High. That's why we're going to get a grunt of his destructive power if we're still caught up in our sins. Because he's going to show no mercy to you. And you're going to get it first and the hardest because of, you know, our transgressions and our ancestors, our forefathers' transgressions, you know. We're going to get all of that. And praise is virtues, showing the virtues of the Most High. And the virtues is to show the world, you know, his power, show his magnificence, and show him how to live according to his will. That's the purpose of us, family. We are purchased to do the work of the Most High, to put forth his laws, statutes, and commandments, okay? And I hear people, and this is going to take me off a little bit too, I hear people always talking about the law of Moses, the law of Moses, the law of Moses. Moses had no law, okay? Moses was sent upstream to live in Pharaoh's home, you know, to do a separate purpose, to serve a purpose, okay? He had to serve a purpose. Most High had a role for him, just like he had a role for for Joseph. He had a role, and you notice that their lives were the hardest, and he rewarded them because they put forth his works, his order. But what I'm saying is that Moses had no law. That's what I'm getting back to. So we got to stop taking the law out of man's hands. And that's our problem. We follow man too much. Moses was only doing what the Most High gave him to do. Most High gave him instruction like he did Ezekiel, you know, and Jeremiah, and all of the visions, all the ones he gave those visions to and gave the commandment to go and preach to Israel, you know, instruction and their coming rehabilitation, so to speak. So law of Moses does not exist. The law of Moses does not exist. Moses had no law. The Most High had his law. Israel has law, is what you want to call them. Yah has the law. And he gave it to Moses. Okay, Moses didn't just come up in his head and wrote down some laws and say, okay, this is how you follow the Most High. No. He was given instructions direct on the mount. Mount Zion, the house of Israel, he went there and talked to him, the Most High, because he wasn't the one that wasn't afraid to go up to him, because it was very, very ominous. But anyway, again, like I said, there's no such thing as the law of Moses. Moses had no law. That's what my point is. But again, like I said, a lot of us are living in a state of confusion. We're starting to separate, too. We start to separate our tares from the wheat. You know, we're starting to get understanding, separating truth from lies. Okay? Pretty much, too, you know, family, we got to come out of our flesh as well. Because I noticed that, I'm kind of a watcher. I like studying history. I like studying things. I watch things. And I pay close attention to details. And as far as having these multiple wives, that's a fleshly thing. And that didn't come along to way later. Remember, the Most High only created Adam and Eve in the beginning. He said one man to one woman, one woman to one man. He allowed certain things. Yes, he did. He allowed certain things like David, for instance, because everybody liked to use David, you know, because he had all these wives. But he had a man murdered for his wife, to take his wife. And that was sin. And he had to pay for it by losing that child that him and the wife of the man he killed, he had paid for that with the child's death. And that tells you a lot about the Most High. He ain't playing. So all that stuff, but see, a lot of our men had to get rid of our wives. They don't talk about the scriptures where a lot of our men had to get rid of strange wives and get rid of, you know, pretty much all these wives. And just get one. You only need one. Because trust me, we women, we can have babies like rabbits. And I say that with joy because I have five. The Most High blessed me with five beautiful, beautiful children whom I love dearly. And they are such a representation of me and my husband. And, you know, and definitely of me. I'm going to have to say that I have them skills. My son get their sports athletic skills and stuff like that. And my daughters and their athletic skills from their mom. But anyway, I digress. Just making light of it. But, you know, but I can say I love my children. But we can breed like rabbits. We can have a baby every as soon as we have one baby, we have to wait a few months, you know, to heal, let our womb heal, let everything heal. And guess what? We can get pregnant again. And then another, like, you know, I had my sons, they're just not even a year apart. They're probably a year apart, maybe. Maybe a year apart. There's my turnaround. Oh, honey, guess what? We're having a baby. There were always signs. So you don't have to have a bunch of women to have a bunch of babies. You have just one woman that you love and appreciate and who has the Most High working within her. If you have one of those strong women where the Most High is working with her, you know what I'm saying, that she's willing to take care of the home. She's willing, you know what I'm saying, she's okay with raising your children. She's okay with raising the children. Because you got to understand, they're her kids too, because she carried them in her womb. She carried them within her body. She made sure that her body stayed healthy so they could come out healthy. So family, there's a lot going on. And I just want you to kind of, you know what's going on exactly. But again, back to the Sean Combs thing, Sean Diddy Combs or whatever you want to call him. You know, these people are about to fall. He's about to get a rude awakening. He's about to fall very, very hard. Okay, he's about to do, what's your other singer, R. Kelly type move. He's about to get worse than him. And now they're running. They done so much devil stuff. Now the spirit has left them. Now they're scared. That spirit of no fear, they can do whatever they want to do, that spirit has left them. Now he's running around scared, leaving his children to take the fall. What father does that? So we got to stop that, family. And we also got to stop being against each other. And I'm talking about the children of Israel, the sons and daughters of Israel. Stop being against one another. Cut it out. Quit seeing the man this and the woman that and the woman this and the woman that. You know, we're battling against each other. Battling, battling, battling. For what? Maybe the scripture for every one man, there'll be so many women or whatever. Maybe that scripture is probably what's playing right now. Because our men are so mentally abused and destroyed, they don't know how to, because they didn't come up in families where they got to see joint unity. And how men are supposed to be with their women, and how we lost that a long time ago. Even though we have some marriages now, people are just married, but they only married in name. They're not really married in true spirit, in unity, how it was meant to be in the beginning. But yeah, family, I just wanted to kind of talk about that a little bit, because that was so important. That was very, very, very important. And I just want us to kind of pull it together. We have to pull it together and see things what they are. Like I said, the Most High is sending waves. She sent shock waves through this earth. You know, there was an earthquake in New York and a big tremor. They spell it out in Virginia and stuff like that. Tremors in Virginia because of it. So, family, I'll let you know it's some serious stuff going down, okay? And we need to be awake and prepared spiritually, because there's no place to run. At this time, there's no place to run. We have to endure it. Endure it to the end. That means you got to get your spirit free of sin for things if you can, you know. And if you do have some sin that come up a little bit, you repent for it and don't do it again. You know. But yeah. So anyway, we're about to get to Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 2. And like I said, family, I'm sorry I'm so behind on certain things, because it's like I said, it's been busy around here trying to multitask, and I had to let the spirit, you know, come upon me to give these, you know, to come to you with these words. And that's what's happening right now. It's hard to come up with just automatically just do things. The Most High works for me, and I let him use me according to his will. And I think it's time for the book of Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel. Okay, we'll go to chapter 2 of the book of Ezekiel. Family, I like reading, especially when I have the time. And that's the thing. It's like I just want to be sitting somewhere and just read scripture all day. Just sit there and read scripture, read the words, study all that I can study. All that I can study. So, I want to read something. I want to read something to you guys. Like I said, we're going to do Ezekiel chapter 2. Verses 1 through 9. Okay? Verses 1 through 9. And then we'll move on to chapter 3. But we'll do that for our next recording. But listen to this, family. I find this interesting. Proverbs 15, verse 21. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom. But a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Without counsel, purpose, and disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Okay, I kind of made here something wrong, family. Let me read this again. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Without counsel, purpose are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. So we're counselors, family. Multitude of counselors, that means you sit around, you talk about ideas and issues and stuff like that. We talk about it with adulthoodness. Because a lot of times now, everything is an argument. Everything, we don't know how to disagree with understanding, with respect to one another. Because we're not going to always agree, but we should always agree on the scriptures. So I will say that. There's no such thing as, oh, you read this way of the scripture and I read this way. No, because the Most High has one way. And that's where we need to go. So whatever he said in this book is what is the truth. Okay? There's no getting around that. But anyway, but folly is destitute of him of wisdom. And that's what's going on with Combs and them. You know, they lack wisdom. They're destitute of wisdom. Because what they thought was wisdom, you know, I'm going to do this, and then I get on top, and I can sell my soul and get on top and still be okay. And I'm going to live forever in my wealth and greed. But Most High said no. This ain't happening. R. Kelly, he's taking down a lot more people. Okay? And one more thing, Sam. I do want to say this. That these leaders, these presidents that's coming up, there's no need to follow up with that. I mean, you can vote if you want to. But at the end of the day, this is not our place. Okay? And even the so-called, you know, white people or whatever, even they, if they're not at the very top, they're at the very bottom, at the middle, still we can have it on the slave, so to speak. So yes, they're going to get a little bit of enjoyment and everything like that, but they probably won't get as high. Well, they'll get high, if, you know, they have more rights than we do. Even though we have the Constitution and all that kind of stuff like that, it didn't mean nothing for Israel, for the house of Israel, the house of Jacob. It has nothing to do with us. We were brought over here for punishment. Okay? Punishment only. And then he released the reins a little bit. He loosened the ties around our hands a little to see how we will operate, to see if we'll come to him on our own accord. Okay? Or if not, he'll have to take us off the list. Okay? But yeah. But anyway, let's go ahead and read chapter 2. Okay? Here we go. And it is read. And it's read this way. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet. Okay, now let's just do this. I'm going to go ahead and read chapter 1, and I'm going to do it kind of quickly again. This is a quick overview. Let's read chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. In the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Joachim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was above it, and out of the midst thereof as the color of amber out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and everyone had four faces, and everyone had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, that they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and they four had four faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they had the face of a man and the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox, and the left side, they four also had the face of an eagle. So family, there's a lot going on with that one. If you go back and listen to the my Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, you will definitely get to hear the detail, the breakdown of what these four creatures are like, because they are in the book of Revelation. So these creatures came down to send Ezekiel a message from the Most High Power. Okay? And it was giving him a message. Even their embodiment, their features and stuff like that has symbolism. But again, if you want to know more about that, you got to read the book. You got to listen to the podcast, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1. And I do a breakdown on that. Let's go. Verse 11. Thus were the faces, and their wings were stretched forward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. And they went, every one straight forward. Whether the spirit was to go, they went, and they turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Interesting. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces, the appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a beryl. And they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Interesting. When they went upon their four sides, and they had returned not when they went. As for the rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. So that pretty much saying that they had eyes, so the Most High can see everything. He sees it all. Okay, there's his eyes. As for the rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. So the Most High's right. I'm just saying. I don't know, family. But go back and listen to Ezekiel, chapter 1. When those went, these went, and when those stood, these stood, and when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creatures was as the color of the terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Everyone had two which covered on this side, and everyone had two which covered on that side their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of a host. When they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood, and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward. I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice that spake, the voice of one that spake. Now, real quick, I want to talk about the bow that's around him. Remember, he said he sent a bow to let us know the promise. So he sent the likeness of his crown, kind of roundabout that had the bow.
you know, around him and everything, that was a signal from the Most High. That showed him right there, family. So this is very deep. Let's go ahead and start chapter 2 now of the book of Ezekiel. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and he set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. Okay? So let's go ahead and see what we can go ahead and get into with our study. Family, because like I said, I have so much that I would like to read to you guys. And it's always important to read to the family. You know, the importance of stuff. But anyway, let's get back to it. Ezekiel is being sent to prophesy amongst the house of Israel, a rebellious mean house. But Abiyah knew that Ezekiel could handle the mission. Okay, family? He knew they could. All right? So let's keep going. I'm going to make sure I got all my notes here because, like I said, I have some notes from other stuff. But let's keep going. And let's read verse 3 again. Again, we're reading Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 3. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. Okay? Yes. All right, family? To this very day, we still doing it. We fight against each other. We fight amongst each other. We trade against each other. We turn against each other. And we don't listen to the word of the Most High. We change his word. We follow after man's saying what the scriptures are instead of just reading for ourselves what the scripture says. And gaining an understanding and having our own personal relationship with the Most High. He wants a relationship with you, personally. Yes, he can do it. He ain't got to do us all at one time. He can do us individually if he wanted to. It depends on how he pricked his heart. Let's go. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house. Yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. So there was somebody, a prophet among you guys. I'm going to send you, Ezekiel. I know you can handle these rebellious children. Yeah, they mean-spirited. They mean-hearted and everything. But I know you can handle it. So I'm going to send you to go talk to them and tell them they need to change their ways. That's what Most High is pretty much saying. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou doest dwell among scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Because we have a lot of family like that, and I have family, you know, people like, when I tell them the truth of the thing, you know, I talk about the Sabbath, they don't like to hear that. They don't want to hear that. They treat me differently, you know, so... So people don't understand. So you're born scorpions that say bad things and stuff to you and about you. Let's keep going. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. Okay? And that's right here, eat what they give me. That's referencing verse Revelation chapter 9, and Ezekiel 3:3. Because Revelation 10:9, it says, I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. So this word is going to be, you know, it's going to be bitter, you know. It's going to be bitter to most people to take down. But, you know, once you swallow it down, you know, once it hits your mouth, it's sweet. You know, we hear these things. We hear the good things that we're the children. We hear all the good stuff and everything like that. But then there's also the bad things that come with not being good and following the Most High. And that can be very bitter once it's just somebody realizes, oh, we have definitely traded bad against the Most High. You know, we didn't do the right things with Him. And verse 9, the last verse in this chapter 2 of Ezekiel. And when I looked, behold, and hand was sent unto me,
and lo, a roll of a book was written therein. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without. And there was written therein lamentations and mournings and woe. Yes, and woe, family. And that's what's happening to us right now. Woes are coming down, family. Woes are coming down. Are you prepared spiritually? Are you spiritually prepared for this? I ask you, are you spiritually prepared for these woes that are coming on this earth? Are your spirit been worked on? Have your spirit been put in place? Family, have your spirit been, you know, have you tried your spirit? Putting your flesh away. Because it's going to take putting your flesh away. And what will happen is you are going to see a lot of stuff that you didn't notice before. Visions, not even just visions, you just notice the lives of people. You can be able to see and look in their eyes and just see. Because the Most High is going to put it there. And He's going to put you there in certain positions to be able to speak to these certain people. Because like I said, I work at a beverage store. I decided to take the job because, you know, of course, we need a little extra income coming in, you know, because we have a lot of things we have to take care of. We own a house. You know, we have children, like I said, in school and stuff. But being around these people, you know, and, you know, the name of the store is called Giant Wine and Spirits. And it's funny because you do see the spirits, okay? You do see the spirits. And, you know, people are, it's wild out there, but you have to have a strong spirit to withstand it. So I'm kind of like Ezekiel in this situation because, you know, like I said, I don't work on the Sabbath, and I made it very clear when I got the job that, you know, I don't work on the Sabbath. You can have me any other day you want to, but the Sabbath is the day of rest to the Most High and my praise to the Most High. And I put it to them just pretty much like that. And I refused to stand down from it. And I gained respect for that. You know, the Most High was able to put it to me to, you know, have respect for that and stuff. So family, like again, like I said, but I can see the spirits of people. I get all kinds of people coming into the thing. You get to see certain things, you know, some good, some bad, you know. And I get a lot of inspiring words from people that I don't think were real, because I think they were sometimes angels, you know, coming in, doing a little roundabout check and stuff like that. It really tests the spirit. And even though, you know, of course, physically I can't see it, but there's a spiritual vibe to certain people that come into the store. But anyway, I thank you for listening to me. And again, like I said, if you wish to, you know, I'm definitely want to set up some conversations with some brews. You know, have conversations with some brews on the show. So if you would like to come on Voice of Black Star on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, please email me, okay? Email me at afshaybutter@gmail.com. afshaybutter@gmail.com. And we can get in and we talk, we have a good discussion. Let me know, I can send you the link on how we can meet up and, you know, on our conference call. And we have a conference call. We can talk about scriptures. Talk about, you know, answer questions. I'm down for answering questions that you may have. But again, join me on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, on EPRN, and join Voice of Black Star. Again, I will be posting them on my conversations, be posting my my post on Conversations with the Hebrew. That's my page on Facebook, Conversations with the Hebrew. Please join the group. It's a private group, so you will have to answer a couple of questions to get on because I want to keep out, you know, the baiters and all that kind of stuff and just the nonsensical people. I want to bring in people who are really truly seeking the truth. I'm testing the spirit. That's why I made it private. But again, family, I appreciate you listening, and you have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day, and I will be talking to you again soon. Hallelujah and praise Yah.